Sudan asked the Arab League to hold an emergency meeting of foreign ministers after reports the International Criminal Court prosecutor may seek the arrest of Sudan's president. A senior European diplomat said the ICC's prosecutor would likely seek President Omar Hassan al-Bashir's arrest in a new war crimes case he will open on Darfur on Monday. Emer McCarthy has this report.
International Criminal Court prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo is due to submit to judges in The Hague evidence on crimes committed in the whole of Darfur over the last 5 years. The Washington Post quoted UN officials as saying the prosecutor would charge Sudanese President al-Bashir with genocide and crimes against humanity, and also charge his government of backing the Arab militias, which for over 5 years have been preying on non-Arab villages in the western Sudanese region. Darfur is the world's worst humanitarian disaster, but Darfur is also a forgotten war. International aid organizations in Sudan are tightening security ahead of Monday, fearing a violent backlash should the ICC press ahead against President Bashir. A message to British nationals issued by their embassy in Khartoum said the UN security level has been raised and that family members have been asked to leave. The US State Department withdrew all of its staff from the region, including those working for its humanitarian arm, USAID. Attacks on U.S. food convoys have forced a cut in rations to millions in Darfur by almost half since May, and government promises of escorts for aid trucks have so far not materialized, while 8 Sudanese aid workers have been killed and over 139 abducted in 2008 alone, including 60 drivers for the World Food Programme who are still missing. Two of the main anti-government rebel groups in Darfur have pledged to protect civilians and aid workers in the western Sudanese region. They have described the free flow of aid as a lifeline for 300,000 refugees in Chad and close to 4 million living in camps in Sudan. I'm Emer McCarthy.